Brenda.
Brenda.
Hardy.
Hardy? H-A-R-D-Y.
Wah.
And what's your dad's name?
Thomas. Thomas Daniel Hardy.
And your mom?
Sandra K. Hardy.
And what's the number at home, telephone number?
478-2386.
2386. Okay. And tell me about this picture.
On the night of the flood, my dad went downtown with his friend Ziffle Phillips to try and get people out. He got stuck down there, and when he was out trying to get the people out of their houses, the truck just about floated down the river 4 times. He went down there 4 times and just about floated down the river 4 times. When he came back and he told Mom, Mom started crying because her dad lives down in Parsons, down Walnut Street.
And she was worried about it?
Mm-hmm. And when my sister heard about it, Tammy, she started crying because her boyfriend lives down St. George. And when my dad was down there, when he first came back, he took Mom down there, and they sat there and they watched a car float down the river. And then when they was coming across the bridge, it was starting to crack where it fell apart. And my mom got real scared, and she said she wasn't going to go down back to Parsons until she knew that the bridge and stuff was safe. And Dad kept going down there, and his friend Ziffle waded water clear up to his waist.
So that's a picture of the
truck.
On the fire truck?
My dad.
Oh, your dad has a red truck.
Big red truck. He calls it the Mud Rat. And when he went down there, him and Ziffle, when Dad got stuck, him and Ziffle had to get out and push the truck until he got it out of the mud where it was stuck. Mm-hmm. And when he told me, I was just sitting there doing my homework from the night of the flood. And when Dad came in and told me, I said, Mom, I hope it doesn't get up to where our house sits. She said, no, I won't. And then that night when we went to bed, Mom said it sounded like the water was at her back, was out the back door. Because it was roaring so loud. Mom kept me, mom and Tammy slept in her mom's bed, and Mom kept reaching up to see if me and Tammy are still there because they say that the end of the world is coming, but it'll go by fire. And Mom just kept feeling to see if we're still there because she was afraid it was the end of the world. And my aunt Jean, she lives down at Parsons, and they got flooded out, and there's nothing left of her house. There's nothing left of Tammy's fiance's house either. There's a brick house. Both of them were brick.
The water was real strong.
Randy, Tammy's fiance, couldn't work for about a month till they got Lambert's bill back up. Tammy couldn't work for a month either. Mom couldn't work for 6 weeks. Dad went to work right Tuesday after the flood.
He did? What did he start doing?
Armstrongs. Dick Armstrongs. For fixing the road, and he had to work for about 3 months to get the roads fixed.
What have you thought about since the flood? You think about the flood a lot?
Yeah, and now I'm afraid every time rains or something, I'm afraid it'll come another flood.
You are?
Because what my mom said, every time it rains real hard, it could come a flood. And I didn't, and then when it was raining, they was calling for stream floods, kept saying, I hope it doesn't flood, I hope it doesn't flood. And then Mom said, it probably will. I said, Mom, quit saying that or it won't flood. And Tammy, every night, she doesn't come home till 6, and she's supposed to come home at 5, because she goes down and sees Randy, see how he's doing with his trailer they've got. And I keep getting scared. Mom keeps saying, it's going to come another flood, it's going to come another flood. And I keep saying, Mom, it's not. She says, yes, it is in March. Yes, it is.
In March?
Mm-hmm.
Why does she think that?
Because she read the 1986 almanac, and it said that middle of March we're supposed to get another flood. But I'm just afraid if it comes another flood, it'll get clear up where we live.
You think it'll be worse next time?
Probably. It might not. You never know.
Have you had any dreams about the flood? Can you tell me about your dreams?
Well, that night of the flood, I had a dream. And I dreamed that the water came up and into the woods where we live, and it got our house. And my friend lives beside me, my neighbor Jake Phillips in fourth grade. The first thing Jake went out to get was my dog for me. And I dreamed that when the water went through, everything went away but mine and Jake's house.
So you were okay?
But every night, since the flood, I've been dreaming these dreams that when the flood in March comes, it's going to get up and take our house.
You get real scared sometimes? How do you feel when you get scared?
I just, whenever I get scared from my dreams, when I wake up in the middle of the night, I run in and tell Mom, and she comes in and goes to bed with me and tell me I'll fall asleep and calm down. Mom says that if it comes another flood, Dad'll go down and help the firemen again to try and get the people out. Dad said when he was going down the park here in Parsons, he tried to get some people out, two old people out, and they said they wouldn't come because it wouldn't get their house. And then when they saw some water coming under their door step, they came with Dad. Dad got him out up here to grade school in Parsons. Mm-hmm. And my mom down at work, there's a lady that lives down in Parsons. She got flooded out, and she was only coming to work in a sweatshirt. And so Mom took one of her old coats and gave it to her.
Well, I want you to finish your drawing now. It's beautiful. And I think it'll be real nice. So keep working on it for me, please. Mm-hmm. Tell me your name again.
Henry Sorga.
Henry? What is your first name?
Emery Sorga.
Emery Sorga. You have an older brother?
Mm-hmm. His name's
Eddie.
Eddie.
He's in the fifth grade?
Mm-hmm.
He's a nice guy. I really like Eddie.
And
what's your dad's name?
Eddie Sorga.
And your home phone number?
478-3895.
3895. Why don't you color on your picture a little bit there while you're... You want to tell me a little bit about what it is?
Well, the day I went over to the bridge in Hendrix, my dad took me over to the railroad tracks, and I looked over, and there's these trees and everything laying all over. And I just thought I'd do that.
Mm-hmm. How did the trees get there?
Well, the water brought them all down through the waterways and things. Mm-hmm. Well, I went over with my dad. He said, "You better stay here." And he went across the thing. And he came back and said that the water was touching the railroad tracks, and the railroad tracks about that far off the ground. And trash and stuff around, and boards and garbage. Mm-hmm.
What's it been like for you since the flood? Have you thought a lot about it?
Well, mm-hmm.
What do you think about it?
Well, things has happened, people and things, how sad it was and stuff. I mean, and people, the way things happened. And, well, some people, it was a wonder they even got out of some people's houses. Mm-hmm. I live right across from, what's her name again? They had to go up in the thing and spend the night in that, thing, cornstalk.
Oh.
Yeah, I live right by her.
Up on Quality Hill?
Mm-mm.
But you live across the river?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. And the night, the flood, yeah, before you couldn't even see her house. I didn't even know that anybody lived over there. And then after the flood, you could see everything. Almost took the trees and things out. Then the night I was in the house, Daddy went down to the thing, to the water thing, and there wasn't nothing there. It was about that far. It had been up on the road. The road's about a good ways away from the water. And you could hear things cracking and banging and booming all night long.
You could hear that?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think?
Well, scary a little bit and stuff.
Scary?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think was happening?
That everything. Well, I thought that there's a bunch of stuff going down the river and hitting things. That's what I thought it was. Well.
Have you dreamed a lot about it?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about some of your dreams.
Well, I thought I was in the river. And it was a little scary. I jumped up out of the bed that night.
Uh-huh. Mm. Does it bother you to take a bath or to be around the water?
Just as long as I know I'm safe. Mm-hmm. I dreamt about that I was watching the water, and a branch come along and hit me and took me in, and I jumped up on this house. Come in and jumped up on the land, and I was laying there. My dad caught me.
Pretty scary stuff. You think sometimes it's gonna flood again?
I don't know. It just depends what it's like. I hope not. This year was just the beginning of my year. I ain't never had nothing like that happen to me. My Aunt Annie, she lived through the last flood, and she said this one was 10 times worse than that one.
Would you tell me your name again?
Barbara Elaine Knotts.
And who's your mother and dad?
Roberta Knotts and Danny Knotts.
What's your home phone?
478-3206.
Where do you live?
I live in Hamilton. My grandma lives, and I'm mostly stay with my grandma because my mom and dad works. And that was my grandma's phone number.
Can you tell me about your picture?
Well, this is St. George, where the bridge, the new bridge, and that's where the cow was. Cow was stuck up there.
Under the bridge?
Mm-hmm.
What else is happening in the picture?
Well, this is during the, right after the flood happened, this is it. Whoops, a little bit high.
Did you see the bridge yourself, or did you see a picture of the bridge?
Well, I seen a picture. My mom and my grandma ordered these books, and I seen this picture in it.
And you remember them? Do you think a lot about the flood now?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, I think about the people that was in the flood and lost their houses and stuff. You know, my mom, when my sister was born, my mom was in a fire and she lost everything. My mom said it's hard for them old people to start another life.
Do you think that too? Have you had any dreams about the old people or about the flood?
Some.
Can you tell me about those?
Well, I had one dream that the flood was over, and it's a year later that they got everything cleaned up and stuff.
Oh, that's nice. How did it all look?
Good.
Everything looked real nice. What a nice dream to have. So everything's going to be okay, huh? As bad as it is now, it's going to be okay?
Yeah, hope.
You don't think it's going to flood anymore?
Mm-mm.
I don't either. I don't either.
Some people say it's because there was a tornado in Georgia. It went through Georgia. They think that's what started the flood.
What do you think?
I think it probably is what started it.
That's great. Well, I sure appreciate you showing me your picture. It's really nice. What is your name?
Kenny Nestor.
Who's your dad?
I'm Ford Nestor.
And your mother?
Eleanor.
Is there a phone where you live?
Yeah, but my grandma has one. We don't.
What's your number?
Uh-huh.
What's your number?
866-4326. 866-4326.
Okay.
That's ours, too. They just call it ours.
Do you want to tell me about your picture?
This is where the,
You'll have to, Okay. You want to tell me about your picture?
No, I heard about this thing. I don't know who owns it, but they and they said that they was trying to get the prisoners out of the jail. I don't know how much it weighed, but the they was going down the they was going down through the water, and then picked it up and turned it around. So they left the prisoners down in the jail for all the night. And the next morning they went down and got them.
Now that is a very interesting thing for you to draw a picture of. Did you were concerned about the prisoners, were you?
No, not really.
Not concerned about the prisoners. You were interested in this big machine?
Yeah, because I like drawing them.
What else is in the picture?
Well, they, I sort of tried to draw the jail back in the background.
How things been for you since the flood?
Okay.
Do you think about it at all?
Sometimes.
What do you think about
it? I think about it. I'm glad it's over. And I say I don't want it to come again.
That's right. Do you ever dream about it?
Yeah.
Tell me about your dream.
Well, the first night, I don't remember much of it, but I dreamed that he'd got up to our house. But if he got up to our house, he could buy Pittsburgh and everything else.
Yeah, because you live pretty high up. Mm-hmm. I was by your house the other day. So where you live, it's up pretty high.
Yeah.
How's your grandma getting along?
Okay. She's still trying to get the taxes done so she don't have to pay for the truck.
Well, that's a real nice picture. Is there anything else you want to talk to me about?
Nah.
Okay, thank you for showing me. What is your name?
Jerry Maxwell.
Jerry Maxwell.
Jerry Maxwell? Yeah.
Where do you live?
Blackmon Flats.
Who's your mother and dad?
Fred Maxwell and Linda Maxwell.
What's your number at home?
478-2980.
2980. Tell me about this picture you drew.
Well, I went over here in Heights. That's right there. And I went behind the house there. And I looked over and I just see these trailers around here, and you can see all the things blocked up under a bridge, and a piece was tore off of a bridge. So we went down to try to get in Parsons, and it was blocked off right here because you couldn't get it there. And when we tried to get through, we couldn't get through because we had some friends down there. So people been calling us and trying to get hold of us, and we couldn't get hold because the wire road near and stuff. And he got home. Then we went home. Our grandma's up there from Oakland. She was there. So we talked to her and we stayed up about 1 o'clock thinking about the flood. And my brother's girlfriend was out because her bus got caught out. And when she went to get a ball game, come back, she had to get in the hotel. Because it was all in the ball game.
Sounds bad. What are some of the other things in your picture? These are trailers underneath the bridge?
Yeah, it's only one. Another trash and stuff. Uh-huh. You go up there and read. There's a my house.
Have you thought very much about the flood since it
happened? Yeah.
What do you think about it?
Yeah, I thought it was a big wreck. And
you thought what?
It was a big wreck. It was bad in Parsons when I went to go see it around Sugarlands. Going up that way. Roads are all tore out and stuff. When up in the Black Flats, you look down on top of the big T, it looked like the top was tore off, but it wasn't. My mom's best friend got flooded.
What was her name?
Connie. Simmons.
Where did they live?
Parsons. Down at the pulp mill bottom.
Did it make your mom feel bad?
Yeah, now that I got in, it made them feel better.
Have you had any dreams about the flood?
No, not really. I thought about it at night, but not any dreams about it.
That's a beautiful picture. Did you put your name on the back of it?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Good. Thank you for talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me your name again.
Alicia Smith.
What?
Alicia Smith.
Alicia Smith? Who's your mom and dad?
Patty Smith and Kayla Smith.
What do they do? What do you all do?
Blackfin Heights.
Tell me your phone number.
478-4202.
4202? Now, tell me about this beautiful picture you took.
Well, the night we were sleeping, the lights went out. And so we got some candles and we waited for it. We waited for the lights to come back on, but they weren't, so we went out to get some candles and put them up, and then we heard all these noises and screams, and Dad said it was probably trailers crashing into the bridge. And Mom said, well, they always scream all the time. And we heard a little bit of water, and we didn't know what it was, so we went to sleep that night, and then in the morning we went up on the hill and looked over and all this mess. The roads were tore up, our houses were setting on each other and everything. And we tried to look for Miss McCune's house, but we couldn't see it. Mm-hmm. And so we say the next, so Mom and Dad went over to see what was, because Dad didn't go over yet, so Mom and Dad went over. They took the camera, and Dad has this camera, and he videotaped it. And I stayed home with Crystal until they got back.
So tell me about the picture now.
Oh, okay. I heard that the bridge was broke out, and then some trailers, a whole lot of trailers were banging into it. And that's how I drawed that.
Mm-hmm. And these are clouds in the sky?
Mm-hmm. This was at nighttime.
And lots of mud and water?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a picture you see sometimes at night? Do you dream about these things?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about your dreams.
I thought I was being washed away and I'd never see my mom and dad again.
What? Dream about?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the dream. What happened in the dream?
Well, we was at sleep and I heard these thunder. It was raining and it was dark and at night, and I was just sitting and laying down in bed asleep, and then the waters came up and washed our house out, and it broke our house in two, and I went down one way and Mom and Dad went the other.
And then what?
And then I woke up and then I screamed for Mom.
Did you scream? Did she come right away?
Mm-hmm.
Did it feel good that she came?
Mm-hmm.
What did she do?
Hmm?
What did she do?
She asked me what happened, and I told her what happened.
Uh-huh. And you felt better?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have that dream again?
No.
Any other ones?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever play Flood with your friends? Did you ever play Rescue?
Yeah.
Do you? Tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, when my friends come over, we all have a vote, and we say, what do we want to play? And the most people get, and so whoever, so I say flooding, and they all raise their hands, and we play that, and we pretend like we're in, my dad built a playhouse for us. So we go in there and we pretend like the flood's coming. We play in school and we just tell the children to just stay seated or go to sleep.
And then what happens?
Huh?
Do you ever play that somebody comes to rescue you?
Yeah. And when they come to rescue us, they bring a big truck and then the truck starts going down the road.
And then what happens?
And then we use and then we pretend like we're getting back to safety.
Oh, good. Good. Well, thank you so much for showing me your picture.
Okay.
Enjoyed talking with you.